Hello and welcome back to Spin City, a podcast for vinyl fans. I'm your host, Rodrigo Hernandez, and here we will explore the analog world of collecting records, giving you updates on the latest vinyl news, and talking to career pros that have fascinating stories. Now without further ado, hit play and enjoy the ride. Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to the Spin City podcast, where today we are going to have a wonderful episode for you. I'm going to be talking about finding the best record stores near you, what to look for in a record store. I'm going to be talking about this by going through my experiences through record stores. I don't know where you may be listening from, but it's just to give you an idea of like what to look out for and like kind of the quirks and different like benefits of going to record stores and checking out record stores in and around your area. Like, you'll never know what you'll find or what kind of things that they'll have there. It helps expand your music taste. Like, there's a lot of benefits to just checking out your record stores besides, you know, it's a great place to get your vinyl from and you're supporting local indie shops. And I'm also going to be starting a new segment called Record Scratching News. And for this first installment, we're going to be talking about the many highlights releasing for this year's Record Store Day, which is coming up on Saturday, April 20th. So please stick around for that. However, to begin, I'd like to walk you through my experiences of shopping at record stores. And we're going to be looking at the unique features and quirks that makes each place memorable. So for the first record store that I went to, this was the record store that I mentioned in last episode, the first episode, called Just Play Music. This record store is in my hometown of Santa Barbara. And I just remember that this record store was just like, how I mentioned in the last episode, they like were known for having a lot of posters and t-shirts, big selection on vinyl and CDs. It was just like a place to be downtown. Santa Barbara is a very small beach town, so like not everybody knows everybody, not a lot of things to do. So growing up there, like it was really common to just like walk into the store, hang out. And then once I actually started collecting my records, you know, you get to know the staff better. You're talking about like equipment and vinyl releases and artists and stuff like that. So yeah, shout out Jamie from Just Play Music. Jamie's the homie. All right, continuing on, I'd like to also talk about another Santa Barbara favorite that's actually still around today. It's called Warbler, W-A-R-B-L-E-R. And Warbler's located on Delaguerre Street. They're like a couple blocks off of State Street, which is the main downtown street. And they're a cute little hole-in-the-wall shop. You walk in, but they're just like stacked with records and CDs and cassette tapes. I think it's really interesting. A little feature there is that the door for the bathroom has this like shelf that has cassettes on it. So you have to be careful if you use it and like you have to close it and stuff. You got to close it real gingerly or, you know, the cassettes will all fall off and you don't want to damage that. So yeah, like Warbler's, you know, still around today. Being able to go to a record store in Santa Barbara that like has great selection, that's very curated. You know, I was able to also become friends with the workers there. And I was also able to like expand my music taste. That's where I started like listening to more like hip hop and jazz and things like that. Cause I was always just like big into classic rock. And to round out this little topic, I like to talk about this store called Midnight Hour. So I'm out in, we have another one that I mentioned, but I'll just talk about them at the end since, you know, I skipped over them already. But, you know, this is actually going to be our second to last one. Just a slight correction. So going back on topic. We are going to be talking about Midnight Hour. So I'm out in the San Fernando Valley now. So moving to the Valley, it was a big, not a really big exploration, but it was like kind of like, oh man, I got to find a new record store and I got to connect to a new place and all this kind of things. You know, I miss my hometown. I miss what I was used to back there. But It was actually really cool to explore a new shop called the Midnight Hour. Well, this shop isn't new. They've been there for quite a while, I believe. But it was like new for me, right? And they are a very interesting shop because they are not only a record store, they also act as a venue for local punk bands and hardcore bands. Recently, they had a show with the band Knocked Loose, which they're a pretty well-known punk band. So it was pretty cool to see like even like famous bands go there, do like a surprise show. It was sold out within seconds. My friend and I wanted to go really badly, but yeah, unfortunately, we weren't able to make it. But it's really cool to see like local artists there. You got the hardcore scene, you got the punk scene that's still alive there. People like are moshing. Photographers are allowed to take pictures in there, and then they have like pop-up galleries for photographers and artists and other like ways for people and local vendors to sell their stuff at the shop. So I think it's really cool to see like how active they are in the community and how they serve as a place where people can like come together and express themselves and express their art and things like that. So yeah, shout out Midnight Hour for being a place that's like still keeping music and punk and community and things like that alive, you know? We love that. But to actually now round out this list, we're gonna be talking about a very well-known record store. I'd say like probably the most famous record store on the West Coast. You know, I would say like the country, but I don't know if there's like more famous ones in the East Coast. However, if you're in California and you collect records, you definitely know about Amoeba Record Store. They switched locations. I'm like not sure exactly where they are. They're not too far from where they used to be. It's still in Hollywood. But yeah, I remember I actually like my first time going there was at the original location. That was when I like upgraded to my better equipment, the Denon. And the Samson's with the Denon turntable and the Samson speakers. And then, yeah, it was just really interesting because I was just like, you know, walking around like this really huge record store for the first time. It was like really famous. I've heard a lot of stuff about it. And yeah, the people there were really nice. They helped me pick my stuff out. They have like a massive selection of records, new stuff, old stuff. CDs, I believe they also have cassettes there too. And then they got obviously like the t-shirts and movie section and books and magazines and a whole bunch of stuff. I do miss the photo booth, but luckily I still have a picture from that. So that was a really good experience. And yeah, I mean the new location's still pretty cool too. And Amoeba's another place that serves as like a venue. But like they do it like I think they'd have like it's more like acoustic shows, more intimate, which is pretty cool. But yeah, like you know, driving all the way out to Hollywood from the valley is kind of a bit of a drive. So yeah, I don't think I haven't been to any Amoeba shows, but it'd be cool one of these days, one of these days, because they do get a lot of big artists there. So yeah, that was my take on like. Looking at on my experience through record stores and like kind of encouraging you to look, explore your area for record stores. You know, you never know what you'll find. You know, you could even drive around like an hour and a half, just kind of see what's around, like see if anything's famous or cool or hole in the wall kind of place. You know, there's a bunch of shops that I've been to that I didn't mention on this list. Not that they're not memorable, but just that like there's so many to talk about. You could talk about them forever. However, yeah, just like it's good to explore the record stores. It's good to see what's around your area and to expand your music taste. And now, for this first segment of Record Scratching News, we're going to be talking about Record Store Day 2024. So, actually, what's a little interesting is that Record Store Day happens twice a year. Not sure exactly why that is, but the first time is in a weekend in April, and then the second time is on Black Friday in November. So there we go. But from the Record Store Day website, the way it started was that a lot of independent record store owners and employees wanted to celebrate and spread the word about the unique culture of having record stores and collecting vinyl and all that stuff. So the first record store day took place on April 19th, 2008, and now it is celebrated by millions around the world. So today we're going to be looking at a couple of lists. I'm not going to like read the lists verbatim because that'd be like really boring and we'd be here forever. I'm just going to talk about like interesting picks, people to look out for, and like I'm also going to be talking about things that I'll probably like want to be picking up myself. So you know, if I had all the money in the world, I'd love to pick up all the artists that I'd be talking about right now, but you know, I'll see what I can get. I'll see what I can explore. So looking at this list from Variety by writer Chris Willman, I like that he put the different categories for like his top picks. He put a lot in here, and there's, mind you, there's over 387 titles that are being released for this year's Record Store Day. So, you know, that's why I can't realistically go through every single one, but I've looked at a couple of lists. There's another one from Consequence Sound from two writers, Scoop Harrison and Eddie Fu. And yeah, so we're just gonna be like looking at these two lists. I'm just gonna be like going through them a little bit. I'm gonna be giving my own takes, so I won't be like trying to like, you know, tell you what they're already saying, you know, that you can already read online. Being a part of the Record Store Day newsletter, we saw that a couple months ago that Paramore is gonna be the 2024 official Record Store Day ambassador, and they're gonna be having two releases to go with this title for them. They have a release of their remix for their 2023 album, This Is Why. It has a bunch of celebrity remixes on it. So this is gonna be, the first one is the remix, the original one, and then the second one is like a double LP with the remix and the standard album. So yeah, go Paramore. So moving on into more of the classic rock section, which is definitely what I'm gonna be looking at and picking up more, we have David Bowie with a new release called Waiting in the Sky Before the Starman Came to Earth. So this is gonna act as like an alternate version of Ziggy Stardust. This has like a lot of different tracks on there. These were all recorded before like the official Ziggy Stardust album came out. And this is seen in like the track list where it's missing Starman, Rock and Roll Suicide, and Suffragette City. But there's going to be a couple of new songs on there that people haven't heard yet. So that's very, very interesting. As well as covers of songs from Jacques Brel and Chuck Berry. We also have some like new releases from the, well, not new releases, but, you know, vinyl store day, record store day releases from the Beatles. We have Till There Was You, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and I Saw Her Standing There. These are going to be 3-inch singles as 1,500 copies. There's also a limited edition turntable from, that's pretty interesting, Beatles limited edition RSD3 turntable. And there's a 3-inch single bundle with that too. So very interesting for all the big Beatles fans out there. And we also have single releases from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. Another couple of artists that I'll try to look out for are The Doors, Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia Band, and The Rolling Stones. Oh, we also have Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, so that might be interesting to look out for too. And a couple of other bands that I just want to like look out for, give a shout out to, that are going to be having special releases for Record Store Day. We have Susie and the Banshees that are going to be celebrating their 40th anniversary of their live album Nocturne. And we also have Daft Punk with Something About Us, the love theme from Interstellar 5555, which will be released on 12-inch vinyl. And I'm not the biggest 100 Gex fans, but I think it's pretty interesting to know that they're going to be releasing a vinyl that's going to be in the shape of a weed leaf. I have a couple of shaped vinyls. I think they're pretty cool. Very like rare to come across. One of my favorite, I think my favorite shaped vinyl is from the poet John Cooper Clarke. And I believe it's the poem that's like The Martian or like The Alien. I fell in love with an alien. Yeah, it's very interesting, you know. I like it a lot. Another Shape record I have is Cheech and Chong. And this is actually a great segue because Cheech and Chong is going to be releasing a Record Store Day exclusive for this Record Store Day, which is happening on 420, funnily enough. And they're going to be doing a reissue for their soundtrack of their 1978 film Up in Smoke on a very fun smoky green vinyl. Alrighty, well, there we have it. Thank you for tuning into this first segment of Record Scratching News, and I hope to hear from you next time. That's our time for today, folks. I want to thank you again for listening to the Spin City podcast. And don't forget to follow us on social media on Instagram and TikTok with at Rock and Roll Rodrigo. That's RockNRollRodrigo. Or on Spin City Podcast on YouTube. See you next time.